Hi, my name is Amina Rawi. I'm 14 years old. Today is 6 December 2017, and I'm speaking with my partner, Mushira Samah, who's my best friend. We are recording this interview in Cairo, Egypt. Actually, I'm so happy that I'm interviewing my best friend and partner, but actually I know everything about her, but it's the homework. So the first question is, can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Actually, I have so many happy moments in my life, but one of the favorite moments is when my best friends made for me a surprise party. They made me so happy, and I just can't forget this day.
Yes, it was one of my favorite memories too. Okay, and for the second question, can you tell me one of the most embarrassing moments that ever happened to you?
Yes, I have so many embarrassing moments, but one of the most embarrassing moments of my life, that when I was young, I had a small concert in one of the schools. And I used to sing a song, then I forgot all the words I'm supposed to say, and it was just like, oh my god, I don't know what to do, and I'm just standing like this, the teacher is looking at me, I don't know what to do, so it's like it was very embarrassing, and the concert is,
Yes, I remember that, it was so embarrassing. I know it's being dramatic now in this question, but I want to ask you, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
When I was in 7th grade, I cheated in one of the quizzes, and I cheated in one of the quizzes, and my friend saw me and went to tell the teacher, and it was an embarrassing situation. It was difficult for me to understand that my friends, who were my best friends, went to tell my teacher, but I forgave them because they were my best friends, and I knew it, that they didn't mean to hurt me.
Oops, that's so bad. Oh, I'm just too afraid of this question, but I have to say it. Tell me a favorite memory of me. So now, can you tell me about your parents, that I love them so much?
My mother's name is Dalia and my father's name is Samah. We live in a small house it's small, but we love each other, and we've passed through many difficult moments and happy moments. They love me so much. Sometimes they make me sad, but I know that it's all, they want all the best for me. I'm sure about this.
God bless them and keep them for you. I love them so much. They're my second family. Fine. I think that I know this question very well, but I'll also ask it. Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
Nicknames, one of them is lots. Yeah, I'm gonna say more than one. Shira and Mishmish and Misho and Shika and
Shak Shak. Friendly.
Shak Shak and Mishmisha. Lots of nicknames, but one of the best two, it's Shira and Shak Shak. Shira, my father told tells me this word, a nickname, because his mother name was Mushira, so they used to call her Shira, so he tells me Shira also. And Shak Shak, I love it so much because my best friend, who is you, is always telling me Shak Shak, so I love this nickname so much.
Yes, me too, I love this nickname so much. So did you like school?
No, I hate school.
Yes, as me too, but why?
Just like lots of studyings, shouting, rules, no mobiles. It's like it's very bad.
I hate rules.
Me too. It's like very bad. Like you're just having so much fun with your friends, then you just study. You just go into quizzes, homeworks.
Yes. I think this question is so difficult. So, do you prefer to see the future or change the past?
I think that I like to change the past because I've made lots of things that I don't, I didn't want to do it. Like, I've just regretted so much. Like, I made lots of things that made me like, why did you did the thing in this time, in this place, why? So please, I really want to change the past.
But at this point, I think that all of us learn from their mistakes and their past. So how can you change it? You will not learn anything.
I really hate the mistake that I've made. So everything I need to do is just to change the past right now.
Okay. So can you tell me anything you have always wanted to tell me?
I told you everything, Ken. But okay, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Inside. So don't let people like tell you something and you just like be, oh my god, I'm like, no, Yen, you're beautiful. So don't let people words in.
Yeah, I love this advice so much. I actually love this question. So can you tell me what's the best lesson you learned from life?
It's 3 words. Don't trust people.
Yes, I love it. Meshi. And now, at the end of the interview, take a few moments to tell your interviewer partner what they mean to you. So now, I have to tell you what you mean to me. I think you know it, and I told it for you just many times, but I'll say it all again. At the beginning, I have to tell you that I love you so much. You're my best friend, partner, and secret keeper. I'm so grateful for having you in my life. Actually, we spent 11 years together. Just we didn't spend 3 years. Yani, we spent 3 years without each other. I love you so much, and God keep you for me forever. Best friend. And at the end, I want to thank you for this beautiful interview. I'm so glad for having you, and I hope you enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it, and I like enjoy every time I spend with you. Thank you.
Thank you.